5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey guys!
It's
happening with Snoopy and Joey. Bravo, me!
Hey, Snoopy, welcome to the show.
You're amazing.
You look absolutely.
Thank you for coming. Hello to the audience. Hello, Crusaders.
We are in an immersive, we are in an AI experience right now. Snoopy and I are in a cafe in Barbados, believe it or not.
I wish.
It's a YouTube episode. If it's on YouTube right now, watch it, because we have a virtual reality thing. But in all reality, I'm in a fucking coffin right now at the airport.
Yeah, Joey is at the airport.
I know. I'm in a little cell they have. A holding cell.
Wait, so I didn't know that there was a hurricane. There's freaking flights delayed everywhere. Nobody can get anywhere. Everyone's sleeping in the airports. Luggage is being missing. I mean, I heard it's a nightmare. And this weekend, I guess, like, a hurricane from Florida's coming in.
So it doesn't even happen yet?
No, I don't think it like actually hit us yet.
My flight's been delayed twice already.
I think tomorrow's going to be the worst.
I have to fly tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Oh, I don't know, bitch. You might be stuck in Nashville.
I'll miss the Hamptons.
Oh, shit.
I'm flying right from Nashville to the Hamptons.
I don't know. This hurricane is not great.
Well, yeah, my flight's been delayed twice. I'm at the Delta Sky Lounge in a remote area. And this little kid.
Okay, Rich.
And I have to go to Nashville today. So my flight was supposed to be here for 9 o'clock this morning. And I was to get there around noon, and it would be the perfect timing.
Yeah.
Got my stuff over the hotel, and then, like, you know, get ready. I have meet and greet at 5
Where's
o'clock.
Where's Trish?
She's there already. She drove a motorcycle.
A motorcycle?
Yeah, from New York.
A motorcycle?
Yes, a motorcycle.
You're lying.
No, I swear. That's how she got there.
On a motorcycle?
She left on Monday. Yeah.
What?
I know, a cross-country tour, and he's gonna drive home. It's like, no thank you.
Oh no. Well, this reminds me of us trying to get to Boston.
I know, so my flight, then I move my flight.
What a nightmare.
11 o'clock, it's a takeoff 2 hours later, and now it's not getting off till 1 o'clock.
Oh my God.
What time is it there at your house now? Oh, we're both
It's almost 11.
Yeah, so it's 1 hour difference there. I don't know what's happening, but yeah. I have a show tonight, and or last night, if this is airing, at Zany's Comedy Club, and then I'm supposed to be on a flight back to the Hamptons today for my star-studded weekend, but yeah, things aren't looking great.
Well, that is what it is, Squirrel. You should actually stay if you didn't have the Hamptons, because I have Gina flying out next weekend to get Nashville ready.
Do you have the spot? Should I go spook it? I'm not going to have time, but...
Yeah, you're not going to have time. It's near downtown, but it's like a block over, so it's not exactly like on the main strip. It's a block over where all like the big hotels are, the Sheraton, the Hilton, whatever. So Gia's finally going. She's setting up the store. I'm so excited for Nashville. Oh, it's going to be such a cute freaking store. I can't wait.
Oh, that's so exciting. It's a perfect area for,
yeah.
For ladies like that. Are you going to carry cowboy hats to say Sloopy on it and Bachelorette?
Well, no, it's not going to say the Sloopy shot, but I got the cutest cowboy hats, you know, like leopard blinged out.
Oh, so you have those.
Yeah, I have a ton of things for like bachelorettes, you know, like the penis straws and all the things that they need. So yeah, this store is going to be more of like Nashville-y, but, you know, Snooki, like leopard print, all that stuff. Obviously, I'll have my merch and everything. It's kind of like Seaside, how Seaside's more beachy. Yes. And it still has like my merch and everything. And then Madison and Long Island are just like, you know, my closet, like regular clothes.
Fashion mama.
Yeah. So every store is different. I'm so excited though. And we have some good news coming up.
We do.
With the show. Well, me. And then also this weekend, I am doing Jake Shane's podcast. And I know all of you love him. So yeah, he's going to come to my house in Seaside and we're going to get that done.
Well, I hope you have a lovely time together.
Are you jealous?
No, I'm going to hang out with other people this weekend.
I know you are. Can you say who's coming or no?
No, I can't say who's coming. But Jake Shane, I love Jake Shane.
He's so cute.
He's so cute. We got
he's so adorable. We should have him on our show. He would love to come on here.
Well, we should ask him what city he's in. I want him to come on Kiki Cuisine. Will you ask him if he'll come on Kiki Cuisine for me and I can make him octopus?
Yes.
Because he loves my dream guest because he loves octopus and I want to cook him puss.
Does he actually eat puss though?
Yes. Octopus? He loves it. He eats it all the time.
Ooh, no.
I love cooking puss, so I want to cook puss for him. So tell him I'm on the show. That's the one thing you have to do.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, I'm doing that this weekend. And yeah, it's just going to be a chill weekend down the shore. If the hurricane doesn't ruin it.
Nicole, I sent you messages on TikTok today. I know we're a day late, but you can still benefit from not as strongly because we are a day late. But if, do you know about the Lionsgate portal?
The what?
Lionsgate portal. It's right now. It's today.
Aliens?
No, it's the strongest manifesting of the world ever. Ever. Like it's 888. It's all number eights, but then it's also 2024 equals eight. And
okay. And all right.
It's August 8th. So 888. So I have it on my wrist. I wrote it on my wrist. And
okay. So what are you manifesting?
Look, I have goosebumps. Oh, I have goosebumps.
What are you going to manifest? And I'll tell you what I'm going to manifest.
I'm manifesting my house. So you have to go bigger. The thing with manifestation, guys,
you have to do things that are big. Like unrealistic. Like it's not going to happen.
You can't say I want to have.
That does happen.
You can't say I want 100,000 followers. You have to say I want 800 million followers. 888 million.
Literally. Yeah. Like I want to be a billionaire. And like,
you have to pray that you're rich. Not pray. You have to manifest that you're richer than Bill Gates and Tesla. Like you have to like be like 10 times a bit more than that, because then you'll get it. But it's like, you know, it's never exactly what you want, so always go, it's better. But be careful what you wish for, because the Lionsgate is very serious. I sent you all the things. You're supposed to chant these things, Nicole. Let's do it together.
God, is this witchcraft? I'm going to have a demon on my back now.
I have my earmuffs on in the plane. I have a whole Lionsgate playlist. Okay, I have it right here.
If it's in Latin, I'm not saying it.
It's just few words, freak. Okay, ready? I am connected to the unlimited source of abundance. Say it.
I am connected to the abundant source.
Okay. No, I am connected to the unlimited source of abundance.
I am connected to the abundance.
Bet you have enough abundance. Okay, next one.
This is what happens when I have to do commercials. It takes me 10 hours.
I welcome an unlimited source of wealth into my life.
I welcome unlimited wealth source to my life.
Yes. I attract wealth and success into my life.
I attract wealth and success in my life.
And then you can change that with whatever you want. Basically, you can say, like, I'm connected to a limited source of abundance. But then you say, I welcome love into my life. You're looking for a boyfriend. Like, you're dying to get married. Like, you picture yourself getting married. Picture the wedding. Pretend you're already there. Like, in your mind, just like, and don't stop thinking about it. Think about it 24 hours a day. Constantly think about it. And
write it down. Manifestation books, I write it in my journal every single night.
And if you're
things just come true. Like everything that I manifest in my life, like look at Jersey Shore season one. I said I want to go down the shore, find a tan Guido, and have tan babies. Boom, did it. I want to have stores. I'm opening up my fourth store. I want wine. I have my own wine. I have another wine coming out. I mean, bitch, it can happen.
It's going to happen. But the thing also, you have to be careful if you're in a bad mood. You have to switch it right around because this bad negative energy. Can manifest times triple, and like you can like get if you like if you're depressed about something or sad or thinking bad thoughts, it'll get even worse than it is.
Yeah, so turn that around upside down, bitches.
And like, I'm thinking about my house. I'm thinking about my job.
Yeah, I definitely, I want to manifest like positivity, like just like not being around negative energy anymore. Like if something doesn't fit with me in work, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to like sacrifice or do anything like that if it makes me feel uncomfortable. I just want positive things in life.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm manifesting, of course, my dream house. But there's multiple houses I'm thinking of and picturing. But I'm thinking like a huge kitchen, like with like it's like a really bright kitchen with like window pane like glass.
Yeah.
So like the whole back of the house is like is all glass squares. You know what I mean? Like
wait, where do you want to move though?
Like something with lots of bushes and trees and
no, grass. Like what state? Jersey?
Oh, New York, Hudson Valley.
Hudson Valley, my mom.
That's where my dream house is going to be. I want a farm.
Oh, I thought you wanted to go by me.
Well, that's not my real house. I mean, that's like going to be like my country house.
Oh, calm down, Rich.
Well, I manifested
it. Your cabin in the woods.
I ordered it, yeah. So I ordered it from the universe. And then I'm picturing my career. I want to be Martha Stewart. I want to have a lifestyle brand. So I want to have, my dream is to have, you know, of course my cooking shows, but it's, the cooking show is going to be like, you know, on a bigger, huge platform. I want to have cooks. I want to have, imagine it all comes true this year. I'll die.
It could. You're already starting it with your cooking show.
You know, so I want cookware. I want to have like my own like pots and pans and dishware and like wine glasses and like vegetable peelers and wine openers and placemats and all that stuff for cooking and like on all the stores. I originally manifested for Target, but I said no, dream bigger. I want to be like I want to be like Ralph Lauren, like a household brand name. So I want to be like in Bloomingdale's.
Ooh.
I mean Bloomingdale's. I want to be in Macy's. I want to be like in all the Williams.
You're never too old to start, squirrel.
Williams Sonoma. Like I want like the highest. I'm manifesting a Williams Sonoma or Bloomingdale's cookware collab.
You want to be fancy.
Bedding. I'm managing all home things, like paint colors from Benjamin Moore. My own paint colors, my own bed sheets and bedding and furniture and all the things. My own candle collection. Oh, my God. I want my own scented candle collection. It's my dream. I love candles. I spend so much money on them. France and make my own fragrances, my own colognes and scents for the house. I want Bay and I to get married, of course. I want, I'm picturing Poppy healthy and living till 200 years old. I'm picturing him like on a yacht.
Amen. I'm
picturing Poppy on a yacht in Italy on the Amalfi Coast.
On like, your yacht.
On my yacht, yeah. Like, I'm during that, I'm picturing, look, I have goosebumps again. This is what I'm telling you. This is what you girls have to do. Stop right now what you do. Well, wait till we're done with the episode. And make sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
Well, scream it right now. Scream all your manifestations and what you want. If you're driving, roll down the window and scream at the top of your lungs that you want to be a rich, successful bitch.
Or if you want to be a poor crack whore, you can just pray for that too. I mean, you know,
it's each their own, you know?
You can have anything you want. But everyone's saying it's the scariest, not scariest, it's the most powerful. It's like intense. Like it's all over the world. And, like everywhere, and like it's uniting. People are pistols up their assholes. It's a big thing.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna do that and then stage my
especially today though. I set an alarm clock. I'm gonna be on stage at 8:08, but I set an alarm because I'm gonna have to stop the show and to do the things that at 8:08 a.m. today and 8:08 p.m. That is the strongest in the world ever to happen in our lifetime.
Okay.
8:08.
I'm gonna get down on my knees and scream to the gods.
Yeah, 8:08.
Everything that I want.
Set an alarm for 8:05 so you have time to get into a quiet place and start chanting.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go like this.
I hope this is soundproof. Imagine they think I'm like, I'm in the airport. Imagine they think I'm like a.
Yeah, they think you're fucking crazy and they're calling the people to get you out.
You're on the no fly list.
Freak.
But if I didn't get in this little booth to record the podcast, I was gonna have to go in the mother's milking booth.
Well, we probably wouldn't have had a show.
I know.
Well, you're so busy this weekend. So I'm glad we got on here, guys. Let's talk about the weekend. I met Fisher.
Wait, so how was it? You were wearing, I thought it was a nighttime party, but it was a daytime pool party.
No, it was a day club, which I was so excited for because I just feel so bad. Like, I just feel like my schedule's been so busy with traveling with you and then doing these club appearances and then like doing dinner with friends here and there. So I just feel like I've always been out and like drinking and just being like a slob. So I felt bad going to this because, you know, I was leaving the kids again and Gianni and everything. But I was like, this is a once in a lifetime. Like, I have to go to this. Like, if it was just like a DJ I didn't care about, I wouldn't go. But like, Fisher is my favorite DJ since, you know, I've been obsessed with Deadmau5. Like, I'm on that level with Fisher right now. Like, I just think he's amazing. He just had a baby. So freaking cute. And his personality, he's just such a fun freaking soul. And of course, his music just makes me want to run 10 miles. So I love him. So I ended up going, oh my God, it's 11:11, make a wish.
It's about to be 8 today.
Okay, so Oceans, shout out to Oceans Atlantic City. I have to say it's my favorite hotel in AC. Just the rooms are beautiful. The just everything is just beautiful. Shout out to Melissa for hooking us all up. So I ended up going with my two family members, my cousins. And then I met Sam and Justin there. And then Jenny was there with Zach.
She was just there or she copied you? Are you guys together?
Sam always goes to the parties. And she was like, are you guys going to go? I was like, of course I'm going to go. It's Fisher. And then Jenny was there because Grayson was in a jiu-jitsu match. So she was already down there. So
Jenny never goes to the club.
Yeah, so we all met up and we went to HQ, which is like the pool party, like Vegas vibes, but in Jersey, Atlantic City, just like so much fun. And Fisher got on there and my heart was racing. I felt like I was meeting Beyonce. It was beautiful.
I love that. And first of all, you look beautiful. You look so skinny and tan in your bikini. You look beautiful in your bikini. And just,
oh, I had my period. I was not skinny.
But I saw that ball shirt and it's just like, that seems like so much fun. I love a day club. And, you know, we're elderly. We can't be in the club till middle of the night. Although you just say you fell on your face.
Yeah. No, yeah. So I was wilding out. I was drinking double Tito's seltzers. Oh, and then when he left, I was like, please don't leave. But he had to go because he had like another show, whatever. So then we went back to the room and Jenny and Sam went out to dinner. But like, I didn't bring any nice clothes and I wasn't staying there for the night. So I was going back. And they were staying. So I was like, you guys go out to dinner. I went to the room. I ordered chicken fingers, fries, cheeseburger. Like, I spent like $600 in room service.
You couldn't go in your bikini to the club. I mean, to the restaurant.
It was, yeah, no. And then the outfit that I wore there was like a sweatshirt like this and like leggings. Like, no, like it was a nice restaurant. I couldn't do that. So, yeah, I just went to the room and I ate a ton of shit. And then I went home.
I'm on my phone.
But what a good time.
I know. I think you needed that. I mean, I think it's your last nail in the coffin for summer. It's like, you're still gonna have the rest of the summer, but it's like, that's like your big.
Yeah, thing. But I'm not like doing anything like that.
No, yeah.
So I'm so excited that I met Fisher. And if he comes to your town near you, you guys have to go see Fisher. He is so good. What a vibe. And I had a great time. I enjoyed myself. I gave myself a little treat.
I decided to treat myself.
Yep.
I treated myself yesterday to a spray tan. I had a spray tan lady come to my house. Have you ever been spray tanned?
I got spray tanned once and it was lighter than my skin because like I'm brown to begin with. So I never did it again.
No, my God. My lady's insane. She comes to your house. First of all, her name's it's from East Coast Cosmetics. Her name's Maggie. She's a crusader. She's been in my DMs for years now. Before she started, emailed a couple years ago, say, hey, I'm starting my own business spray tanning. I would love to offer you a free spray tan. This was years ago. Since then, yeah. She built up this huge booming business. She's like the it girl of spray tanning now in New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania. And she is booked and busy and the best. She came over yesterday. She popped up a little tent in my house And she spray tan me, like I got a dark color. She does a primer. She does a spray tan. She does a setting spray. It's like, and she dropped off some special scrubby mitt on for myself. It was the best experience of my life. I have a tanner, and it's not streaky. It's just like beautiful and not orange. It's just.
No, yeah, that looks very nice.
Very nice. So ladies, if you need a spray tan, I'm telling you.
You need.
Tri-state area, book Maggie from East Coast Cosmetics. That's her Instagram. You're going to like what you see, I guarantee it. And this is not an ad. It just is that good.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Wait, but you also had a dinner party. So It was your sister's birthday. I was so jealous. It looked so freaking good. And you guys were like cooking. You had the big pots and pans.
I had the big ones, yeah.
What did you make that looks so nice? Oh, and you replaced your little plant that I blew up.
Well, I had to fill it in, yeah, because
yeah, it was the moss.
Jen came over a couple weeks ago, and she lit my bush on fire.
I don't know how that happened, but yeah, what did you make? It looked so yummy.
It was my sister's birthday, and you know we could all go to dinner. I have to, you know, I can't leave the city because I have, you know, I have to work every 5 fucking seconds. So I had my sister come to me, for her birthday. So I invited my sister and like our family, and like my cousins and stuff, and then. Opal came and Lear and her sister came and Chris. So I decided to make like last appetizers and then I was going to do like just pasta and salad for dinner. My lady was there to work the party because I can't do dishes by myself. So I had my lady come over and she like served drinks.
So rich.
I know. So she came over and then I made my own hummus. I mean, I made my own white bean hummus with artichokes and capers. It was fucking delicious. I'm going to feature it on Kiki Cuisine. It was so good. I used to take cannellini beans and some like and artichokes and a bunch of preserved lemon. I made my own hummus in the blender. And then I put that.
Oh, I'm starving.
Yummy toppings. And I made my own pita chips. That was delicious. And I made ceviche. You probably would like it, but Gianni would love it. It's scallop ceviche, which is like scallops that you cook in lime juice. Delicious. And I served that with tortilla chips. I made pan con tomate, which is going to be on the 6th episode of Kiki Cuisine, which is from Spain. You would love this too, without the anchovies. It's like Spain's answer to bruschetta. It's like tomatoes on bread, pretty much.
Bruschetta?
Bruschetta. Bruschetta. That's how you say it.
I call it bruschetta.
Well, it's bruschetta.
You know who has good bruschetta?
Yeah.
Trader Joe's.
Oh.
Now you know.
You mean the tomatoes, the tomato stuff?
Yes, tomato? So good.
You put that on some grilled bread.
Yeah.
Who knows? Do you know I'm friends with the owner of Trader Joe's?
No, you're not.
I'm my mother. He's coming.
Tell him to make me get free groceries. I go there every single day.
I'll text him. Will you FaceTime him with
you're
me?
You're lying.
On my mother, on mommy's life.
How are you friends with the Trader Joe's owner? You're so weird.
And he owns Aldi too. His father does, not him.
That's all I shop Trader Joe's and Aldi. Where's my sponsorship?
Yeah, well, he's coming to
I have three kids to feed and a dog.
If I FaceTime you with him this week, will you say hi and ask him for groceries?
Yeah, he's going to Hamptons?
He's coming to my party. I met him there last summer. We've hung out like 30 times since then. He met Baby, went to his girlfriend's birthday party the other night.
Is he like rich?
His family is. I manifested it.
To be best friends with the Trader Joe's owner?
And not to brag, but Bon Jovi, Bon Jovi's son, Jesse Bon Jovi, is also a friend of mine, and he owns Hampton Water & Wine. And
you are so annoying.
Well, have fun with Shane, Mama. I'll be getting free Trader Joe's for life.
You are so annoying. That's my friend, too.
Come on, I manifested it.
Cool, have fun with all these famous people. I'll just go drown myself. Wait, stop.
Oh my God, you have yours. We are so fans.
Oh, I love fans.
Crusaders, can you hear our fans?
Mine's loud. So I have this on my desk.
That's
I'm always sitting in here.
I have
like
that one. You plug that in, right? I have two of those. I have one in silver, one in black.
Yeah, and I put one on my vanity because my closet gets so freaking hot that like when I do my makeup, I'm literally sweating. So I have fans all over the house.
And you have fans.
My house is 64 degrees. I mean,
I know.
I just love being cold.
So then for dinner I made and I also made Greek meatballs. I made chicken meatballs, Nicole. You would love. Do you like feta cheese?
I love feta cheese.
Oh my God, you'll love these meatballs. They're chicken meatballs. I got ground chicken and I mix it. There's feta in there, parsley and garlic and all different herbs, some breadcrumbs and eggs. You mix it together and I put that on a tzatziki, like it's a Greek yogurt sauce on the bottom of cucumbers and feta and dill. And the meatballs were just juicy and you just popped in your mouth. All diet flavored, healthy and everything. Who's that?
Lorenzo's jumping off the bed. Scared me. No, I love feta cheese. My favorite, like feta meal is a Mediterranean wrap for my diner. It's literally bomb.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay.
Oh, it's a woman vacuuming. And then I made frutti di mare, which
wait, do you have Wiggles?
No, he's at Poppy's house.
Oh.
I had him at my house, but I had to give him back. I get him for real for the 3 months, 4 months.
4 months straight?
September, yeah.
Why don't you just keep him?
Well, I have my plans. Don't worry. I'm gonna have a custody battle. Or you know the squatter's rights? Like if you stay in an apartment over
yeah,
more than
squatter's rights is bullshit. It's crazy how that's legal.
I think I can pull it off if God forbid I have to tell Wiggles that I'm his legal guardian.
So I can take your apartment and squatter's rights.
You know. Should I do that?
I know exactly what to do.
Should I do that at your house next time I come over?
Yeah, good. Take it. Everything's falling apart. I hate it.
manifest of a home renovation, mama. You manifest.
Yeah, I guess. I definitely need an upgrade. Well, I want to upgrade my shore house too. Because my shore house, it was built like 25 years ago and I only upgraded the bathroom so far. Like it needs to be upgraded.
Do it this winter. The bathroom you did, look at that bathroom. It's like that's like a celebrity.
I know.
It's stunning. I'm gonna lay in that shower and cry.
It's also $1 million, so I need.
She's not joking. It was $1 million.
I need to work.
Do you think that since I'm going to be in the airplane with my earmuffs on, my manifestation music on, and me picturing my life, do you think it's going to be better, more intense because I'm in an airplane in the sky, or it's going to be close? It'd be better if I'm on the ground because I think God is in the sky and like astrology is in the ground, or both. I mean, I think it's going to be better or worse if I'm in the air.
No, it's not. It's not necessarily God. It's more like the universe. So the universe, you're up higher to the universe.
I'm vibrating higher.
Yeah. So I think doing that in the air is better.
Well, I did it on the ground already. And I'm seeing eights everywhere, Nicole. I saw like, if you look at my Instagram yesterday, every time I saw the eight, I try to take a picture. Sometimes it happens too fast and I can't get it. But like, you know how our best friend Stephanie has seven and that's her life. And her life became fabulous. And she has the best life with her kid, beautiful kids and husband. Because she loves number seven. That's how it is with the eights. I'm thinking about getting, if I see a tattoo shop in Nashville tonight, I'm getting a eight tattoo.
Okay. Yeah, that could be your number. And I like it because it's even. I love even numbers. Odd numbers kind of scare me a little bit. So yeah, I like eight. And my number is four. So four plus four is eight.
Yes.
So you're getting all the energy. You're getting extra energy.
I'm at I'm annoyed about it a little bit. You know how I always go to the pharmacy when they're on a lunch break?
Okay.
Well, I always fly like late mornings. That's my favorite time to fly. And when you're at the Delta Sky Lounge, that's when they change over from breakfast to lunch. So the entire hour that I'm here, there's nothing to eat. Not that I would eat it anyway, because I have no appetite, but it's just annoying that like they're like blocking it off like it's a crime scene. You can't even like get a fucking an egg white or a banana if you wanted to.
But yeah, it's annoying.
I wish I could walk you through the sky lounge. Do you want me to take you through for a loop?
Please.
I want to show the Crusaders where.
I always get drinks at the sky lounge. I don't know how you don't.
Because I have to work tonight and not drinking today.
One drink.
But then I can't. When I said pop, I can't stop, and I'll start vaping on the plane.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Speaking of sana, do you see the Simple Life reboot is in full swing ahead?
Yes.
So, Nicole, if you don't know what Simple Life is, girl, it's the reason why.
If I don't know what Simple Life is, what?
No, if people don't know, it's the reason why reality shows exist because of this.
It's literally why I wanted to do reality, because of Simple Life.
It is it's the best thing ever. It's Nicole Richie and
it's the Bible.
Perez Hilton or Paris Hilton. So they have a reboot. And they are filming in full swing. They're back at Sonic. They're doing the Sonic drive-through. They're basically working like odd jobs and stuff. And
love that's like, it.
It's the best thing ever. So I don't know what channel it's going to be on or when it's airing, but keep out for that. Other movie news. They all signed, not all the original actresses and actors signed back on for a Devil Wears Prada reboot.
Same cast?
Yeah.
I'm loving all this.
Love it. Now there's
loving it all.
Sex in the City, even though but the series sucks, the new city series sucks. That was Samantha is in the talks. I think she said it was a rumor. Now it's saying they're not getting so this TBD. Samantha will be coming back full time, but she won't film with Sarah Jessica Parker because she hates her.
Oh, bitch, get over it. You're like 60.
I know. So she says she'll do it, but she's going to be based in London and only.
I hope that's not true because that is so like just get your bag and go.
Look at my.
You know how many actors have like these love relationships in movies and they hate each other in real life, but they get it done because they're making a bag.
I want a bag. Dear Lord, dear manifestation.
I want a bag.
I want $888 billion. $888 billion. $880 billion.
Oh, that's a lot. I don't need all that.
I'm not gonna get them. I'm gonna get $80 probably in a gift card. It's like
I would
ask for bigger.
I would like 300 million. Well, we're gonna do 400 because 4 is my number. So yeah. $400 million.
And you'll probably get $40, but still. Yeah, it sounds
I'll take whatever, bitch.
I know.
I get Starbucks every day.
Okay, that's what I have to.
I tallied it up how much I spend on Starbucks a year. It's over like $7,000 a year on Starbucks.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you can have a gift card, a non-gift card, if you can have free for life to one single store, and it can't be a department store. Actually, it can. Fuck it. Any one store, unlimited, for you and a loved one, what store would it be? And why? Think well.
Any store?
Yeah, like a shopping store.
For life?
Yeah. And all people always jump right to like expend like Chanel and all that stuff. Like, what are you gonna do for the rest of your handbag with fucking leather purses? It's like, you can sell them and it's like, who wants to, you're gonna become a purse sales lady the whole
can
life?
Can I say, Amazon?
Yeah.
I order Amazon every single day for everything.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I would do Amazon.
I love Amazon. I was just on Amazon.
Because you can get food on Amazon. You can get clothes, furniture. You can get everything on Amazon.
You can get Whole Foods on Amazon.
You can get it all.
Oh, that's a good answer. I was going to pick
Amazon.
That one. I was going to pick Bloomingdale's, but then this is my favorite.
You can't get everything.
You can't get everything, no, but you can get like house stores. But how many crock pots do I need? It's like.
What about a Walmart? A super Walmart?
No, I wouldn't do Walmart.
Groceries and I love Walmart.
But
I'm sorry, it's not bougie for you.
Well, no, it's not bougie. It's like, I don't, maybe when I have a house. Okay, you know what? Maybe if I had a house, Home Depot.
If you had a house and kids, you would love Walmart.
Guess what just got greenlit?
For what?
I'm saying, guess what got greenlit? A movie.
Oh, movie. Titanic.
No, better. It's pretty much like, it's just like Titanic. Britney Spears biopic.
I thought that was already in the works.
It's in the works, but now they're trying to cast the actress, and there's lots of buzz around Hollywood. Holly weird of who should play her. Ooh. Who is fit to play her? So I have a list of people that everyone's saying, and we'll pick which one I think.
Okay.
Where's my picture?
Ooh, who would play her?
Okay. So a lot of people are saying Millie Bobby Brown, 11.
Oh, yeah. I heard that she was doing that.
Well, she looks kind of like her. A lot of people are saying the TikTok girl, Addison Rae. She's from Louisiana, too. She has the accent.
No,
Sabrina Carpenter, they're saying.
I mean, I love all these girls, but I just don't see them playing Britney good.
My personal favorite, and this is not on the list, but I just thought of this because she's been in our minds lately. Hayden Panettiere would be great.
She just texted me.
I know. Wouldn't
she?
Oh
my god,
she'd
be amazing.
She met, remember her in the movie she did, and Nashville, which she did Nashville. She knows how to do the country twang. The great dancer.
Should we text her to try out?
Yeah, we should do a petition.
Like, bitch, you need to be the next. You need to play Britney. We love Hayden.
I love Hayden Panettiere. A lot of people are saying Sydney Sweeney, but I don't know if she has the energy to pull off Britney. She's always so somber and like slow.
Yeah, but she's an actress. She knows like how to like act.
She's a good actress, and you know it's all about those downturned eyes, and she's got those.
No, I'm feeling Hayden. Who else?
They're saying Halsey. Is Halsey even an actress?
I don't think so.
Bella,
I feel like you need an actress and like somewhat of a singer.
Yeah, and a dancer too. Bella Thorne, she's too much of a hot mess.
No, she's a good actress though.
And then they say Elle Fanning.
No, I don't see
pale.
It.
Pale. She's too pale.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Dove Cameron, I don't even know who that is. Candace Cameron's maybe, I don't know. Dove Cameron. But I also think that, who did I just think of? Oh, Blake Lively might be good.
I don't see it.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, did you text Hayden and say that, can you please try out so that we can be in the movie?
No. Next year, I know.
Who would you play?
Hayden would be perfect. She would be, because Britney Spears, you have to think, like back in the day, like she wasn't that tall. And I feel like Hayden's like the perfect size.
She's short.
She's very tiny. Yeah, I feel like Hayden could definitely pull that off.
And I know Hayden could pull from her, pull from her experiences and show the trauma and emotion. She can like definitely like emulate those things.
I mean, this could be her comeback.
If this happens, then
this can be Hayden's comeback because, you know, she has been, taking a break from movies and everything. Although I know that
she's on PR tours. She's on the list of people to interview at work.
I feel like she's coming out with the show or something. I don't know. But yeah, I'm going to say Hayden for Britney Spears. Thank you.
I agree.
And we love her.
So much.
No, we should bring her on the podcast.
I want to start a petition for Snoopy and I to get a studio and record.
Who's paying for it, bitch? Not us.
We can do it in Blair's crawl space.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it in Blair's house.
Well, if I come to your house, if I give you $200 on Amazon and I can make a studio in your house, well, we have to get cameras.
Yeah, I could do that.
It's not going to be $200. It's going to be like $2,000.
$2,000?
I want a nice chair.
Zooms here. I'm good with just the Zooms. How do all these people do it?
Well, it's simple. You just get a nice studio, some cameras, and we're doing the same thing we're
Everybody's
doing.
Everybody's sitting down and having all these drama interviews with people. First of all, I feel like that's definitely not us. We would be messes and get our guests drunk.
You know.
Which I love about us.
But we have another show coming up in Foxwoods.
In September.
Do you know the day?
19th. Did I say? I feel like I told everyone.
Oh, my
God. Let me check my files. Okay, so we have a show. Is that Stamford, Connecticut?
Yeah, let's do that one. Oh, it's not Foxwoods. Foxwoods is a party.
Yeah, Foxwoods is a party. This is the Palace Place, September 14th, 8 p.m. Me and Joey have a show. And then I have an appearance at Foxwoods.
That's what it
is. Which is like the 21st, I think.
Oh, so our show is, they get tickets on your link tree. But what's the date of the show?
September 14th, 8 p.m.
At the Palace Theater?
At the Palace Theater. So everyone go get your tickets now. And I love Connecticut. Connecticut is a good time.
Yeah, I would vacation there.
Yeah.
I'm telling my favorite show. Okay, I'm going to leave you with this. Me and Bear were watching a new show. It's called The 8 Show. Isn't it the fucking craziest thing? I have goosebumps.
The 8 Show?
Called The 8 Show. It's on Netflix. It's a Korean show that's like, it's supposed to be like, where they get shot by the doll. Squid Game. It's like a Squid Game.
Oh, yeah. Squid Games. Yeah.
But it's like Real World and Squid Game had together, all like locked in a house together. And they have to like basically survive. And like they have to figure out what the rules are and stuff. The 8 Show. It is so fucking interesting. So good. So catchy. And just like something fresh I've never seen before in my life. And I normally don't like those kind of weird shows where there's like all like mind games and shit. But I'm having so much. It's so addictive. And I'm just enjoying myself so much.
I'm enjoying myself.
And it's the number 8, so that makes it even better.
Oh my God, you're a freak. Well, I'm just waiting for Dexter to come out. All I'm waiting for. Like, Sarah, I don't know like, how to survive without it.
With Sarah Jessica Michelle Gellar's?
Yeah, so she's in it, Christina Milian. And I'm just really excited. It's supposed to air December, and then they're doing Dexter Resurrection. So Dexter's not dead. He's alive, and he's old. And that's coming out in January, and that's literally my favorite show ever since The Walking Dead. So I need Dexter in my life, and I love it because it's on Paramount, which is like my family. So I'm hoping I can meet the cast one day. So
I'm sorry,
Dexter and Cress.
I hope this is soundproof. I hope no one's recording us. They're gonna leak the footage before we release it tomorrow. But Subi, I just got a notification. My plane is boarding. So I do have to go.
Well, have the best time in Nashville. If you do have time, go check out my store. But yeah, bitches, my store in Nashville probably is going to be ready in September, late September. So if you're going to a bachelorette party or you're going there to travel late September, the Snooki Shop will be open in Nashville and it's going to be insane.
Congratulations, mama. If you're out east this weekend, look for your girl. She's going to be on the prowl. She's going hitting all the hot spots. So come say hi. My departure gate's just changed.
Oh, shit.
Now I'm gate 71. I imagine it's at gate 8. I would have
imagine you were a different terminal.
Can you imagine? But chin up, panties down, girls. We love you, Crusaders. Fall spooky season is almost here. Just stick through, and we'll see you then. But thank you for joining us, and we love you. Bye, girl.
Love you, bitches.
It's happening.